Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. And we're holding five lines from the top of the Amud when the Gemara begins, Pshita. Omar Yachloik Ploini Binachosai. Person says, Rishbam says it could be a Shchiv Mara, or for that matter, any regular individual who is divvying up his Nechosim and giving them out to various people. And so he says, or he writes, Yachlik ploini binachosai. Yankel should go and get yachlik. What means yachlik? So it's more palga. The definition of the word yachlik means split the nechosim. No, if you're going to split it, that means you split it down the middle. It's 50-50.
We're on
Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We only started 15 seconds ago. We were waiting for our choshva mishtatfim like Brother Shai.
The minion just finished.
All right, anyway, well, at least Baruch Hashem, he had a minion. Anyway, we're on the fifth line from the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Pshita Omar Yachlik, Ploini Ben Achosai. If someone says, let Yanko split my Nechosim, split means palga, that means half. So he's going to get half, and I retain half for myself. However, says the Gemara, what happens if he says, Tnu chelik leploini benachosai? So notice that the word chelik, of course, is similar to the word yachlik. But the Gemara assumes as a double poshut, the word yachlik means we're going to split it. Splitting means 50-50. Giving a chelik, however, could mean like yachlik 50-50, or chelik could mean give a portion. And the portion could be as small as 1%, you know, like a shava pruta. So the question is, if you say tnu chelik ploini binachosai mai, what is the legal effect of using the word chelik as opposed to yachlik? Omer v'ne bar kisi toshima. I'll bring you a rai from a brisa which is directly on point. Tesanya ha'oyim tnu chelik ploini biboir sumchas oimer ein pochis merivia. What does this mean? I own a bar, and I say, give a chelik to ploini bebar. Now, remember, if I would have said, yachlik ploini bebar, that would mean 50-50. But I didn't say yachlik, I said, tenu chelik ploini bebar. So how much would that be? So the maximum that it would be 50%, because chelik is similar to the word yachlik, and therefore you split it down the middle. That's the maximum I give him 50%. On the other hand, I could mean with my chelik, a chelik mashehu. Rishbam says, kigoin, a revias haloik. I have this huge bar, and in this bar I say, give a chelik to Yankel. Maximum, that means 50%. Minimum, that means even 1%. Or Rishbam says, even a mashu, a revias from this large bar. So how much do you give? As sumchis, this is the famous sumchus that we have throughout Shas. The mamon amut wasafek cholkin, that you go and split it up. The sumchus says, since the maximum that we're talking about is giving 50%, the minimum is a drop more than 0%, a revias alike. So what are we going to do? Since I have a mamon hamut wasafek cholkin, we're going to split it down the middle. And we're going to act as if, for purposes of this calculation, we're going to start off with 50% as being the maximum, 0% as being the minimum. If you split the 50% down the middle, he gets ein pachos merevia. He gets no less than a revia. Now, of course, Simchas could have said, yitin loy revia. Why does it say ein pachos merevia? Says the Rishbam, what the Gemara means to say is you give a revia mit abisala, with a little bit more, because you're not starting from ground zero. Zero is the minimum, and the maximum is 50%. Split it down the middle is 25%. You're starting with a mashu, like revias. You add that revias to the 50%, split it down the middle. By definition, you have a drop more than the revia. Okay, that's if he says, tenu chelik leploini bebar. What happens if he says, tenu chelik leploini min habar lechavias? We'll see in the next line, or likadeira, or litafiach. In each of these cases, we're going to use the same principle, but we're going to have a slightly different shiur. Because when you say, Tnu chelek leploini bebar, that normally means, I have a bar, give him a chelek, which maximum could be 50%. However, what happens if you say, Tnu chelek leploini bebar lechavius? I know why he needs the water in the bar. He needs it for his barrel. And the Rishbam says that normally if you say, yeah, you can take from the bar for your barrel. Let's say he didn't say Tnu chelek. He would have said, yes, fill up your chavius from the bar. The standard shiur of a bar vis-a-vis the chavius was that a bar was double a chavius. And therefore, if you fill up a big barrel full of water from the bar, you've essentially taken 50% of the bar. That was, Rishbam says, the Amoraim who are speaking in our Gemara, as well as the Tana of this Braisa, they were bekiyin b'shiurin halolu kamitzarech. So people knew, you're asking to fill up your chavis from the bar, that would mean 50%. However, he didn't say, give ploini water from the bar to fill up the chavis. He said, tenu chelik leploini. Oh, once again, we have the same suffix. Does chelik mean 50%? Or does chelik mean a small mashu, like revias? Assuming it means 50%, so what by saying tenu chelik leploini bebar lechavis, it's now 50% of 50%. Give half of what this person needs. What does he need? He needs a half of the bar. So you give him a half of a half. Okay. And that would be if you're saying that chelik means lachloi, to split. So that would be the upper number. The lower number is again just a mashu, a revius of water. That being the case, revius haloik. That being the case, now we're going to go and take the quarter, and we're going to split it down the middle. Because Simcha says, Momen hamutl b'safik cholkin. Again, when you have a bar, normally to fill a chavius, you're using 50% of the contents of the bar. So, Beryl, who owns the bar, says, yeah, give Yankel water for his chavius. Now, if he would use those waters, if he used those words, fill up the chavius on behalf of Yankel, so then that would mean 50% of the bar. But he didn't say, fill up his chavius. He said, tenu chelik leploini bebar lechavius. Ah, take out a chelik. Now, how much is a chelik? Chelik could be maximum 50%. So he needs 50% of the bar to fill up the chavius. I'm giving him maximum 50% of his needs. So how much would that be? I'm giving a quarter, right? A half of a half is a quarter. But that is at the high number. But maybe the word chelik doesn't mean 50%. Chelik might only mean a mashu. So let's say that's 0%. So if you're starting from a quarter and you're going down to zero, and I don't know what he meant, no, says Sumchis, Mamunamutu Basafi Cholkin, give him an eighth. Ein pachas mishminis. And the same we say the Gabi Kedera. To go and fill up water for Kedera for a large pot, you're making a large soup for 20 guests. How much do you normally need water from a bar? You need a third of a bar. Now, again, if the Balabus would say, yeah, sure, fill up your kedera from the bar, that means he would take a third. However, he didn't say that. He said, tenu chelik aploini bebar. Give him a chelik. How much the maximum of a chelik? That would mean 50%. So he's saying, give him 50% of the third that he needs. He needs a third of the bar, give him 50% of the third. So how much would that be? That would be a sixth. Now that's at the upper end. At the lower end, when he's saying give him a chelik, give him a teaspoonful, give him a revius. Ah, so since we're starting off with a sixth and we're going down to virtually zero, you split up a sixth and you give him ein pachas miyud beis, you give him no less than a twelfth, which means again a twelfth plus a mashu. And finally, the tviach. Tviach, says Rishbam, is a container for drinking water, like a pitcher that you put on the table. How much water do you need there? There you would need a quarter of a bar. Presumably you would fill it up a couple of times. Anyway, if again the Balabus would say, sure, fill up the tefiach from the bar, then you would, and you would use a quarter of the bar's waters. However, since he didn't say, fill up the tefiach from the bar, he said, give him a chelik. Okay, so what is the maximum possibility over here, it would be 50% of the quarter, which would be an eighth. On the other hand, he might have meant, give him a chelik, just give him a revius alike, almost a mashu, a gunisht. Okay, so we start off with an eighth at the upper end. We have virtually nothing at the bottom end. Mumin hamutl besafik cholkin says sumchis. So you split it down the middle and you give him not less than ein pachas mishisha aser, no less than 1/16. And again, the Gemara uses the expression ein pachas because it means really a 16th mita bisula. Because he didn't start off upper end an eighth and the lower end zero. The lower end had a mashu. So therefore, when you're splitting it down the middle, it's a little bit more than that 16th. Okay, so that's the conclusion of the Braisa. One thing we see clearly from the Braisa is when you use the term chelek, it's taka shaila. Did you mean lachloik, 50%? Or did you mean a very insignificant chelek? Oh, so now getting back to our Gemara, how did we start off? We said, if you say yachloik, then you get palga. If you say tsnu chelek aplonim in a chosay mai, what's the din? Oh, so the din will be that he's going to get a quarter, or maybe a drop more than a quarter. Why a drop more than a quarter? Because tsnu chelek, the upper end of the suffix could be 50%, like lachloik, let's split it down the middle, so give him 50%. On the other hand, chelik could mean, you know, give him a shava pruta, I give him a kleinekite, give him a couple, he's saying, give him a chelik from minachosai, you know, I have a box of paper clips, which is worth whatever, go and give him that. Okay, so bottom line is we're taking the maximum being 50%, since I have a suffix, sumcha says, moment hamutl suffix chokin, so you're going to go and give him a drop more than a quarter, just like the first case by the bar. New case, Tanur Bat, we have a braisa. Ben Levi Shemocha Sol Yisrael. He had a Levi that owned a field and he's selling it to Yisrael. The Omalani told him, I'm selling it to you, but Almanas, on the condition Shemaisa Rishon Shali, this field you're going to, Me'at Hashem, you're going to plant and you're going to plow and you're going to irrigate and all the rest. And in Me'at Hashem, in a few months from now, you'll have a nice harvest. And I want the 10% that is going to Levium that you should give it to me. Obviously, the Levi has an interest over here to get that Maisa for himself. Now, the Rishbam says that this is a classic case of where the Moicher tells the Lekeach, by giving me the 10%, that does not affect the financials, does not have a real financial impact on the sale. Don't ask for any major discounts over here, because anyway you have to give away the 10%. And granted, says the Rishbam, you have a Trivas Hanno'o, any person who has Trumas and Maestris, he has the right to go and give it to a particular coin or particular Levi, respectively, Taka Emes. But how much is Trivas Hanno'o worth in the big picture? Not much. Maybe $1, maybe $5, whatever. And so therefore, the Moicher says to Lekeach, I'm selling you the property, but mitatanai that the Masa Rishon belongs to me. So, Mir Tashem, in 6 months from now, you have your harvest, you give your trumas to any coin that you want to, and the Masa Rishon, you give me the 10%. Okay, says the Bryce of Masa Rishon Shulai. This Tanai is effective, and he taki gets the 10%. Vim Omar, and if he says Li Ula Banai, not only do I want this to be personal to me, but I want it to be to me and to my children, then Mace, even if Chas V'Shalom the Moicher passes away, the Loikeach that bought the property has to give the Masa Rishon Libanov to the children of the Moicher, because after all that was the Tanai, Almanasha Masa Rishon Shali Ula Banai. However, Vim Omar Loi, if he told him Kol Zman Shasoda Zu, this Tanai only attaches to the property as long as you're owning the field. So then what happens if ultimately the Lekeach decides to sell the field? Mechora, if he sold it. Because Velocha, even if the Lekeach afterwards bought it back subsequently, Engli Olav Klum, then the Tanai ended. Because the Tanai was Kol Zman Shasod Zu Biyadcha, as long as it was in your hands initially, and as soon as he sold it, that Tanai went poof. We don't say Chozer V'Neir, that it comes back when he buys it back, because that Tanai is already history, and we're done. And I see that Barry has a question.
Yeah, why should it be history? I mean, it's back in his hands. Why does the transaction to a third party launder the condition? It was in his hands. It's not a question of Chozer V'Neir. It's in his hands. It's in his possession.
So it's, we are interpreting the, Bryce is interpreting the Almanas, as long as a result of this sale that I'm selling it to you, you are retaining it. Once he is selling it to somebody else, then that old sale has terminated, and all the terms have terminated, because after all, he's not going to keep it any longer. And therefore, that term, the Gabinet Tanai, does not continue to run with the land, it only runs with this particular contract between the Moicher and the Lekech. Once the Lekech sells it, I'm sorry?
It's on the Gavra, not the Chetza.
Okay, very good. On the Gavra, not the Chetza. So now, Mr. Gavra, once he sells it, then that Tanai goes away. Okay, so that's the end of the Braisa. And now the Gemara asks a pretty obvious question. How can you attach an Almanas Shemasarishin Shali? After all, that Masarishin is Einoi Ba'olam. It doesn't exist yet. For all I know, it may never exist. What happens if, unfortunately, Chas v'Shalom, there happens to be a terrible drought or blight or whatever that year, and maybe it won't produce any peiros. And if it doesn't produce any peiros, there won't be any maserishin to talk about. So this is all based on, to a certain extent, spec. That im yetz Hashem, if everything is well, and you plant, and you plow, and you irrigate, and you fertilize, and everything goes on, Hashem Yisbarach sends a siyata d'shmaya, there's no flood, there's no blight, there's no drought, whatever, it's going to produce 10%, then you have to give that 10% to me. Isn't that a dover shalei bolo oilam? How can you be masna, how can it be effective? Am I ein udam makna dover shalei bolo oilam? Everything more, given the omale almenas, shemasarishin shali, shiure shaire lemokai maiser. And now, this fits very nicely into what Barry was saying a moment ago, because he's saying is that this is a shiur in the mokim, meaning that it's part of the cheftza. When I am selling the property, Moich is selling the property to Lekech, it's as if he's stipulating in the shtar, I'm not selling you 100% of the property. I'm selling to you 90% of the property. In truth, the physicality of the property is going to belong to the Lekech. But he means, vis-a-vis the rights of Masarishin, which would normally occupy 10% of the growth of this property, because you have to give 10% to the Levi. So, assuming that this property has, ich weiß, 100 feet by 100 feet, take off 10 feet by 10 feet, and give it to me. Not that you have to physically allocate it to him, but what he's saying is, I'm leaving over a shiur in the mokim hakarka, as if I'm retaining that mokim for myself.
Why doesn't that retention affect the purchaser's lokeach's sale to the third party? If he only owns 90%, he's only selling 90%.
Very good. It's a very good kasha, and the answer is because that was what was built into Tanai. He said in the Tanai, when do I say I'm retaining that 10% shir bekarka? As long as it happens to be yours as part of this transaction. As soon as this transaction becomes history, because you're no longer retaining the property, then my 10% of the property fizzes away, and now you have the 100% that you're selling to someone else. So what the Gemara is saying is, as long as you lekeach buy it, then 10% of the property belongs to me. Once you no longer own the property, once you sell the property, then you're selling the 100%, and my 10% chelik goes with the flow, and I have nothing left.
But how can you sell the 10% that isn't his?
That's part of the Tanai. The Tanai is that initially you get up 90%. When you decide to flip the property and sell it to someone else, automatically the 10% is no longer mine, then it becomes yours. I mean, it's like any Tanai, any condition that you make up. I'm going to hold on to this property for X years after X years belongs to you. In this case, he didn't specify X years. He specified as long as you're going to own it. As soon as you're going to go and sell it, my continued ownership interest fizzes away, and now the 100% belongs to you. So that's the halacha of the braisa. Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish says, based on this braisa, zoisoi meris, I can derive from this halacha, that a moich bayis a chaveroi, a person who sells a house to his chaver, the omelon, he told him almanas on the condition shead yoito al yoinishali, that I have the upper level, the second floor, or the rooftop that belongs to me, the yoito al yoinishaloi, it belongs to him. Because he said almanas, and you can, just like you were Meshayer Mokoim here in the field for the Masarish, right? He was Meshayer Mokoim in the bayis, and he can keep the yoito al yoin. Yoito al yoin, in this case, means the rooftop. Now, there's one major problem with this, and we're going to touch on this shortly in the Amid Beis, and that is, what do you need the almanas for? 2 days ago, when we started the new perek, Amoiches Abayis, if you recall, in the very first Mishnah, back on Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph, it says, Amoiches Abayis, Leimach Yitzia, V'lo Yisach Heder, V'lo Yisach Gag, Bisman Shiesh Leimaka Gavoya Saret Vachim. And the Gemara again is assuming and interpreting this loy es hagag, diyoytel yoyna. The Gemara considers these to be synonymous terms. That being the case, so what is Reish Lakish saying? Oh, from that price I learned that if you're selling a bais and you added an almanas, then the diyoytel yoyna is retained by the moicher. My good friend, even if you didn't add almanas, if you just said, I'm selling my bais lechaveroi, certain things are not sold. The yetzia is not sold. And the cheder shebifnim, the storage room, is not sold. The diyot elyon is not sold. So I don't need the almanas. And therefore says the Gemara, lemai hilchasa, what do we need that almanas for? After all, anyway it belongs to him. If you look at the top reshbam, lemai hilchasa, omrish lokish, Dahani t'no'i l'mihevi d'yuta h'olyoyne shaloi, b'lav ha'chi hu shaloi, even without saying almanas, it's shaloi, da'am mo'icha ba'is le'imocha d'yuta h'olyoyne, like we learned in the first Mishnah. So it must be that when Reish Lakish says, zo yisoy meres, that this Bryce is telling us something more than that he retains the rooftop. I know he retains the rooftop, even without an almanas. So what is that more that he's retaining? Machloik is Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Rav Zvid Omar Shem Rotz Lohitzi Bo Zizim Moitzi. Ah, that's the famous Zizim rule. That since the Moicher said, I'm not just selling you a bias. I'm selling you a bias, almanas, or chutz, that I'm keeping the diyoyna, holyoyna shali, I'm keeping that rooftop. What additional rights do I have in the rooftop by adding that almanas? The rights that I have is that if there are any zizim which are protruding, or if there are no zizim, I have the right to add zizim to protrude, to be able to hang up my belongings when I come home and put my umbrella there, hang up my coat, hang up my knapsack, and so on and so forth. And of course we're talking about that the house is not adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, because we already learned in the previous Mishnah that you cannot have any zizim protruding the Rishus HaRabim because they can cause hezek, etc. So we're talking about in a private chotzer where you are allowed to, or that you make up with the other members of the chotzer either through payment or appeasement or whatever, so that you should be able to be moitzi the zizim. Ah, so that's what Reish Lakish meant, says Rav Zvid, that by adding the almanashe, the yoitel, yoinishali, you retain a right not only to hold the roof, because that you get anyway, you get the rooftop. That's what it says in the Mishnah. But what you get in addition to that is the right to have protruding zizim. So the moicher retains that right. Rapapa Omar, Shemrata Livnois Ali Al Gaba Boina. Now, if you look at the words literally, it sounds like Rapapa is saying that if the moicher is retaining the Diyot El Yoina with his almanas, he's adding the right to be able to build something on top of the rooftop. Instead of having a two-story building, have a 10-story building. But that's not the pshat. The Rishbam tells us as well as we'll see that shortly on the Amud Aleph, in another few minutes, that what he's really talking about is replacement of a collapsed rooftop. What happens if the roof and the rooftop collapses? Then, by putting in Al-Manasha, Joita, Yonishali, he retains the right to rebuild it subsequently to have it in the future. See, if you look at the Rishbam Rav Papa Omar, well, it's about halfway down the Omud in the Gemara. Rav Papa Omar, Kuli hai lo yahani tanai l'shayim mokoyim mimashe mochar. That sale that we're talking about, by adding the almanas, it's not strong enough, it doesn't help to mishayim mokoyim to allow you to go and have zizim protruding. Go and build zizim protruding from the upper dioit al-yoyim. El hochi ahari tanai, you know what the tanai helps for? I'm a yuter, that extra tanai. Shemroi tzalim le dioit azu empty boil. Al gabav shel habayis boine, that in case it falls in, he should be able to rebuild it. That's what Reish Lakish meant. Zoi say meres, that if you say almanas, you keep the dioit el yoina for yourself, including that right to go and rebuild the dioit in case it were to fall in. Okay, so far so good, but now the Gemara asks. Bishlim l'Rav Zvid, haim l'tani zoysay meres. El rapapa mai zoysay meres. So Gemara kasha. What's bothering the Gemara? The Gemara is trying to figure out what did Reish Lakish see in this brisa that he made such a bold statement, zoysay meres. I mean, he could have simply said, Om Reish Lakish, ha-moy chibayis l'chaveh v'yom olay al-manasha d'yoyta yonish ali, d'yoyta yonish aloy, and I have a raya from a brisa. Zoysa Meres means that this price is establishing some sort of, if you will, Talmudic principle, and now I'm going to apply that principle to a case. I'm going to retake it from the case of the field, where the Levi said, I want to retain 10% of the field for the growth of the crops so that I get my maaser. And so Reish Lakish would apply that principle now to the sale of a house vis-a-vis the Dioito El Yoinu. Says the Gemara, since we explained already now that the Braisa is telling us not that you are just retaining the right, Levi, to keep the 10%, or you can't just keep it, but you retain the right that the Likeach has to hand over the pie, hand over the Masarishan to the Levi, that would just be a right, but you can't go and make a tanai on such a right, because ein odem makna dovish loy b'la'olam. So how does it work? Said the Gemara, because he's Meshayer Makoim. Oh, there's a Shir Makoim. Now I understand that when the Moicher holds back the 10% of the Maser, he's not talking about Maser that exists. There's no Maser that exists. He's holding 10% of the land for himself, that in Miyat Hashem, when this land produces 10% of the crops, he will get that 10%. So he held back a shir mokai, a physical aspect of this land. Ah, says the Gemara, then that makes sense vis-a-vis Rav Zvid. That Rav Zvid also saying, I'm retaining a shir mokai in this tiyot el yoyna, that as we speak, when I am making this almanas, a tiyot el yoyna, anyway, the rooftop would have belonged to me. That's what the Mishnah said back on Samach Aleph. By adding the Tanai, I'm retaining a shir mokoyim in the Dioit El Yoyna to be able to build these protruding ledges which I will be able to go and use. Oh, so then that makes a lot of sense. But Rapapa is not doing a shir mokoyim. Rapapa is only talking about a future right. What is this future right? That if and when Chas V'Shalom the roof were to fall in, I have the right in 5 years, 10 years, 50 years from now to go and rebuild it if Chas V'Shalom there is a collapse. Zokti Yimora, that doesn't pass in the Zoysay Meres, because the Zoysay Meres is trying to go and tell you a Shir Mokoyim. I'm leaving for the Moich is leaving for himself a Mokoyim in the field. Here he's leaving a Mokoyim in the Tiyot El Yoyna to be able to go and be Moitzi Zizim. In the case of Rapapa, it's not a Shir Mokoyim. It's just a legal right. The legal right is that if and when, chul lila, this roof falls in, I'll be able to rebuild it. But that's not a shir mokim, holds the Gemara. So in Bazoi, for that I didn't need a zoysay meres of the Reish Lakish. And therefore that's l'choyra bissel shver, el rapopa my zoysay meres. What is this major lesson that we're learning according to Reish Lakish from the previous Brisa? That you can attach to noim conditions to sales, we know that you can go and attach it tonight to a sale. You learn that from many other sources. You don't need that Brisa to go and teach us that. Therefore, says the Gemara, Istakishver, according to Rapapa, what was Rish Lakish's Kavana when he said Zois Emeris, and the Gemara blives Kasha. And now we start a new shtickle. Om Ravdim Imneudo, Haiman de Mazben Le Basil Chavre, Avagav de Kosov Le Umka Varuma, Surach Le Michdav Le Kni Loch, Mitahim Ara, the Adroim Rikia. Now, what does all of this mean? So, Rishbam explains that, if you will, there are three dargois, there are three levels. You can have a document which says, I'm selling you a bias, period. You can have, second level, I'm selling you a bias, including the umkavaruma, that's level two. And then you can have, I'm selling you the bias with the umkavaruma from Tohoim Ara. Tohoim Ara means the depth of the earth. Adroim Rakia, all the way up to the Shemayim. So now the question is, what more rights do you get each time by adding the additional verbiage? So the way Rishbam learns, as we'll see in the Gemara, is that if you just go and sell bias, period, without anything else, then number one, you do not get any air rights. And number two, you do not get the right to go and dig underneath the property. What happens if the moicha just sells the bias? He is just selling the physicality of the building that he is selling to you. Nothing more, nothing less. And therefore, ear rights, which are on top of that property, the moicha is retaining for himself. As we know today, air rights can be very, very valuable. As well as he retaining for himself any right to dig underneath the property. Now, why would he want to dig underneath the property? He would want to dig underneath the property, for instance, if he heard that there is a potential oil reservoir underneath the property. I only sold you the bias. I have every right to go and dig under the bias to be able to try to extract that oil. And of course, it doesn't have to be oil. Could be that they heard that there's some subterranean well, and the person wants to dig under the house to be able to get that water reservoir. So if you just sell bias, the moicha retains the right of the ear rights on top, and he retains the right to dig under the house for anything that he can possibly find. That's if he just said bias. Now, if he said bias, including umka veruma, that means that I am selling the air rights as well as the right to dig underneath the house. That I am selling to you, lekeach, you have nothing to worry about. I am not going to try to peddle and sell the air rights, or for that matter, try to build on top of your building. I'm giving you the ruma, and I'm also giving you the umka. So if there is reports of oil or water underneath your house, don't worry, I will not dig. I'm conveying that to you, that's the umka veruma. However, what happens if there is an existing bor vedus in the basement of this property? Since a bor vedus is not one of the tashmishim of the property, a tashmish of a property is living space. Having a reservoir is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but that's not considered to be part of the bias. It's not even considered to be part of the umka veruma. To go and sell the bor vedus as well, for that you have to go and add. What do you have to add? You're going to have to go and say, mitahoim ara ve'adroim rikia. Now, this halacha of Rav Dimi min Edo on the surface is no grois achidish, because if you turn to Samach Dalet Omer Aleph, if you're using a regular Gemara, you don't have to turn it all. if you're using an art scroll Gemara, you have to turn a couple of pages. But look at the Mishnah Tzamach Dal and Amud Aleph. And we already quoted this earlier in our perek, that if a person sold a bias, loy esa bar, the loy esa dus. Bar and dus are not included. Remember, bar and dus are basically synonymous. It says bar is bachafira and dus is bebinyan, meaning they're both holes in the ground. Bar is just a, you dug out a hole, and presumably the earth around the hole is so solid, you don't have to worry about any water getting absorbed into the walls. So therefore, it's a good, strong, stable bar. Dus is talking about where the ground is softer and is much more absorbent. And if you're going to go and use this hole for holding water, it's not going to do a good job. So therefore, you have to go make it binyan. Binyan means that you had to put in cement and tiles and plaster and all the rest to hold the water. But otherwise, bar and dus are synonymous terms. Ah, zotach the Mishnah. You don't get bar vedus even if you write in bias, I'm selling it to you, together with umkabruma. Bar vedus are not included. You want to go and get bar vedus, then you have to write more than umkabruma. So what more can I write? Says Rav Dima Mnei Ador. You got to go and write mitohim arav v'adroim rikia. So l'choira, all Rav Dima Mnei Ador is doing is explaining our Mishnah, and adding, oh, you want the bar vedus as well? You better write. I mean, the easiest thing would be, of course, if you specify and say, I'm selling you the bias, including the bar vedus underneath. But he didn't write that. He just wrote umkavruma. Umkavruma, that doesn't do the trick. You don't get the bar vedus. However, if you say umkavruma, mitohim arev adroim mikia, then the bar vedus is included. So that's the halacha. Let's go and see Nochamul the Brisim. Not the Bryce, the Memra. Omer Avdimi Menedo. Ha'iman de mazben le'beis al-chavre. If a person sells a house to his chaver, avagav de kosov le'umkavaruma, even if he wrote umkavaruma, and he wishes to retain, now, and he wishes to sell the bar vedus as well, tzorech le'michtav le, if you want to buy the bar vedus, then you got to write in the document, not only umkavaruma, but k'niloch mitoim arev adroim rikia. Why? My timer. Because the umkavaruma bistama loikani. When you just write stam, I'm selling you a bias, umkavaruma is not included, so ear rights are not included, and digging rights under the house are not included. The moicha retains that for himself. Ahani umkavaruma. If, however, you do add the magic words umkavaruma, then that is a honey that helps lamikna umka veruma. What's the umka veruma? The ear rights on top and the digging underneath. Now vahani metoim arev adroim rikia lamikni bar vedus umachilois, to go and sell as part of the sale, not only the house, not only the ear rights on top and the right to dig underneath, but also the right to own the boir vedus as well as machilas. Machilas means a tunnel that is under the house. We are unfortunately painfully aware of tunnels under houses, as you have in Gaza, Rahman Litzlan. But if a person has a tunnel underneath his house, normally it's not sold. It's not sold even if you say umkavaruma. But if you say umkavaruma, mitoim arev adroim kia, then you get the boir vedus and machilas included as part of the package. That's Rav Dimi Mnei Ador. So, Kimarlein Mesayile. Let's bring a raya from the Mishnah, which we just looked at a minute ago, on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. V'lo yisabor, v'lo yisadus, aval pishe kosov le umka veruma. Even though you wrote in these magic words umka veruma, you still don't get the bar, the dus, or parenthetically, the machilais. So, oy bazoi, how do you get it? Oh, says Rav Dimi Mnei Ador, you have to add the magic words mitoim arev adroim rikia. Fine. Zokti Marietz, what's the Messiah? V'sol kedaitich bistoma, koni umkavaruma. If you're going to go and tell me, just by writing, bayestam, I'm selling you a house, without adding the words umkavaruma. If you're going to go and tell me, automatically you're koina umkavaruma, the air rights and the digging rights down below. If that is the case, that stam bais includes umkavaruma? Is leheni umkavaruma if you wrote it expressly, not just implicitly? If you didn't just write bais, but you wrote beferish umkavaruma, that should help lemikni barvedus umachilois. Ah, since we said in the Mishnah that it doesn't help, even though you wrote umkavaruma, you don't get the barvedus. Is the chasim that if you write bais stam, you don't get anything other than the physical bias. You don't get ear rights on top, you don't get digging rights down below. You add kavruma, then you get the ear rights, and then you get the digging rights, but you still don't get the barvedus umachila. If you add metoimara, roimakia, then you get even the barvedus. So l'chor, that's a very good riot, very straightforward, to Ravdim Meneda. Zokti gemara, nay, you have no riot. Loitzricha, the Aleph says the Bach, you have to add in Loitzricha. In other words, Loitzricha is you don't have a concrete, solid raya. Why? Because it's talking in Amisha, the Loikosavle. He didn't write Kavaruma. If he would have written Kavaruma, you would have gotten the Bar Vedus. The Mishnah on Samach Dalet is talking about that he didn't write Kavaruma. So not like Rav Dima Min Ador says, that even if you write kavaruma, you don't get the bar vedus. What you have to do is kavaruma and mitahim aravad roim rakia. No, no. It could be the kavaruma is enough to be able to get the bar vedus alone without the additional toim ara. Pray Timara, are you thinking about what you're saying? Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, just like we quoted it, you don't even have to look in Samach Dalet. We quoted it 4 lines ago. V'loyes abar, v'loyes adus, av al pishe kosav loy kavaruma. V'av al pishe kosav loy tani. Shteitach, that even though you wrote the kavaruma, you still don't get the bar vedus. So Ibazoi says v'feirish, that that's the halacha, and therefore to get the bar vedus, you're going to have to go to the next level, v'tohim arvad reymerkia. Everything more nishkarai. Hochik omar. What the Mishnah meant when it says, "V'loy es habor, v'loy es hadus, afu pisha kosav loy," it doesn't mean afu pisha kosav loy expressly, explicitly, but afu pisha kosav loy kavaruma, that is automatically included bebayis stam. Hachi kama, afu pisha loy kosav loy. Even if you didn't write kavaruma, kimisha kosav domi. Even though you didn't write it, bayistam already includes kavaruma, the ear rights on top, and the digging rights on the bottom. Now, it's av bishlei kosev loy, kimisha kosev domi, le mikna kavaruma. Mikna kavaruma is included just bistam, even if you didn't say it befeish. Now, le mikna bar, the dus umachilois, e kosev loy kavaruma koni, vli kosev loy koni. You want to get the extra bonus of bar vedus umachilois, then you have to write an express, explicit kavaruma. You can't rely on the implicit parenthetical of kavaruma every time you just write the word bias stam. But rather you have to write it explicitly. But once you write explicitly, bar vedus is included. So Rabbi, very simply put, Rav Dimi Min Ador said that there are 3 levels. Bayis stam does not include ear rights, does not include digging rights. If you want to get the ear rights and digging rights, then you have to throw in kavaruma. But even after kavaruma, you don't get the right to the bar vedus. You want to get the right to the bar vedus, then you got to throw in additional language, mitoim arvad roim rakia. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Feirish, that if you wrote in kavaruma, you don't get the bar vedus. Why not? Because like Rav Dimi, because you have to add the words Metoim Arvad Reim Rakia. Say Monishkaraya. When the Mishnah on Samach Dalet says Loyitzabov Loyitzadus Ava Bishet Kosav Loy Kavaruma, he doesn't mean that he wrote it explicitly. He means that Ava P, that in the words bias, or in the word bias, Hamoichas Abayis, Kavaruma is automatically implicit and included, but it only includes ear rights and digging rights. It does not include bar vedus. Oh, you want bar vedus? Then you have to write expressly in the document, him the moichres abayis yacha together with the umkabaruma, and that is already enough according to the Mishnah, and therefore you do not have a riot of dimenedor that you have to add yet additional language mitoim arav adroim rakia. Just by saying umkabaruma does the trick, and you get your bar vedus umachiles. So bottom line is we do not have a 100% riot, although certainly the plain superficial of reading of the Mishnah is like Rav Dimon Ha'edah. However, it's not a conclusive raya because you could interpret it differently. So let's try to bring another raya or a kasha. Zokti Mar, Toshima, Peloyes Agag Bezman Sheyeshli Maka, Gavoy Asor Tzvachim. That's the Mishnah that we had back on the beginning of the Perek, which we already referred to on the Amud Aleph, that if you sell a bias, the Gag Sheyeshli Maka Gavoy Asor Tzvachim is not included. That the Yoito El Yoina is not included. That rooftop. But you want to be Stalka Daitach, Bistama, Koni, Umkavaruma. If you're telling me, not like Rav Dimon Ha'edah, but rather, just by the fact that you wrote Bayis, Umkavaruma is automatically included. Who cares that you have a rooftop of 10 Tvachim? You just told me that if I'm disagreeing with Rav Dimon Ha'edah, and I'm saying that bias automatically includes umkavruma, which means ear rights and digging rights, well, certainly if you're talking about ear rights to be able to build on top of the building, then the chavada ravada, the existing rooftop, is certainly included. So in Bazoi, why does the Mishnah say that lo yisagag bezman sheyesh lemaka, that the maka sor tvachim is not included? Why not? Since Isol Kedaita Bistoma, just right by writing word bias, Kani Umkavruma is included. Is Kivoya Sur Tvachim Mehave? It should also be included. Every mark, even the Kivoya Sur Tvachim Choshev, if it would talk to be a small little rooftop that only has small amounts of space with a short little makala. In other words, it's not a dover choshev. You're right, it would be included. However, since they have made a pretty rooftop, and who knows, the Gemara doesn't go into detail, but maybe they planted some trees on top, and maybe they have a nice few couches, and they invite guests over there, and they say, oh, look at the scenery. From here you can see all the way down to the Liberty Tower, and you can go and see the Hudson River, and you can see New Jersey. And people pay a lot of money, of course, for such penthouses and such rooftops. Ah, so Timora, Kivin, the Gvoyasar Tvachim Choshev, since it's 10 Tvachim, even though normally, you're right, Umkavaruma would include the upper floor, but here it says Adoba Choshev Ma'oid, therefore it is not included. That's the exception to the rule. Let's try to bring one more Kasha. Omali Rabino Ravashi Toshima. And now this will sound very familiar to you because we just learned it about 5-10 minutes ago. The Omrei Shlokish, Zoi Semeres Amoichu Bais Tachavera, the Omalai Al Menashe Diyot Al Yonis Shali. I'm keeping the roof for myself. Diyot Al Yonis Shali. Then the rooftop he kept for himself. The Omrei LaMayilchasa. We ask, what's the reason? Why do we need this Omrei Shlokish Zoi Semeres? I know it from the Mishnah which we just quoted. We just finished quoting here on the bottom. Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph. Lo yisagag bezman sheleishli maka gavoy asar tzvachim. So the yoytol yoyna belongs to him. You don't need to add the almanas. So my ilcha. So what did that almanas come to tell us? So you remember we had the machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Pap. Rav Zvid omesh imrotz lohitzi baziza moitzi. There's a sheer mokoin. Not only does he retain the rooftop, but he retains the physical right to currently go and build and add ledges that stick out. While Rav Pap omar shimrotz alivno yisali al gabo boina. Couldn't Rav Papa, you don't have any physical rights, sheer mokum today. You have rights for the future, if and when the building should fall in, chas v'sholem. Now, the Gemara in the Havamina here, in our Gemara now, didn't know the pshat that we learned on the Amud Beis, that this right, imrot alivnei sali al gaba, means a collapsed roof. In other words, in 10 or 20 years from now. The Gemara is assuming that we mean today, that if you say almanas, you have the right to live today. Boy, right now I could go and build on top of the rooftop an additional 2, 3, 4, 10 floors as high as you can go. So if you're going to go and tell me that bistam, if you just say hamoicher sabayis, you did not include in it anything other than the bayis. You don't even get the kavaruma. Lo mani almanas. What do you need the almanas for? The reason why you have to have this amrata limnois, if you're telling me bistam loy kani, that when you sell a house, just say the word bayis, you don't say kavaruma. Then loy kani, then the moicher does not retain for himself, the loikeh does not get the right livnois aliyah to, he does not retain the right to hold on to dioit elyoina, lomini almanas, what do I need the almanas for? So let's take a quick look at the Rishbam. You see the Toshema about 10 lines from the top of the Amid in the Rishbam, 12 lines. Toshemi Amarish Lakish. Midrapapa Makshi. We're asking Akasha from Rapapa. We're not asking from Mizdit. We're not asking from Reish Lakish. Rapapa that says that the Almanas helps that you can go and be Boina Aliyah al Gabon. Zuzok Yimar. Midrapapa Makshi. Yamiz Bishloim at the Mistama Kani Lekech. Kavaruma. If you're going to tell me not like Rav Dimi Menedo, but anytime you have Bistam, you just sell a bias, Kavaruma is included. Oh, that's why the Tanai Almanas helps. Shu miyuter, it's extra. I don't need it because in the word stam, kavaruma is understood. That's parenthetically implicit. Itzoi bazoi, haynu dahani tanoa dalmanas shu miyuter likira papa shimrotza moicher livnois al gabi hadioita. If the moicher wishes to retain the right to build on top of the dioita, ulhagbiya binyana machirim. Berumay shel bayis, or to build other houses with the benefit of those ear rights. You see, ear rights, we think that this was created in the 20th century in New York. And our Gemara, we already had the ear rights 2,000 years ago, or 1,500 years ago, or whatever. Zukti Mara, Barna Diloy Asni, Havikoni Le Lekeach, if he doesn't make it tonight, then the Lekeach would be Koina Leruma shel Gabi Adioita. Mistoma. In other words, again, if we're not learning like Rav Dimi, and we're saying that the word bias, bistam, includes kavaruma, then this would normally be something that belongs to the lekeach. She'al gabe hadyoita mistoma, the rumi shel bias koina b'chol mokai, mistoma. That's what we're saying, that kavaruma are included mistam. B'afil heicha di'ika diyoita al-yoina shi shel moicha. Nevertheless, kavaruma bistam belong to lekech. So that's very good why we needed the tanai, the almanas. The almanas was so that the moicher retains that right, because otherwise kavaruma is automatically included. Oh, but I want to go, I moicher want to be able to build on top of that building an extra floor or two or three. You want that right? You got to go and say it expressly, because otherwise you lose the right. Oh, that's why he did the almanas, to be able to build. And he's so good to do Bistam Aloy, Kani Lekeach, Ruma. If you're going to tell me Bistam, you only get the bias. You don't get ear rights. And therefore the Moichit can build on top of the houses, and as many floors, as many stories as he's possibly able to, as long as the foundation can hold out, add another 20 floors. If that's what you're telling me. What does he have to go and say? Almanas that the Joyt El Yon Yishali, what's the purpose of that almanas, says Rapapa, that he can go and build and build and build. Even without the almanas, that's what he thought Rav Papa meant. What did Rav Papa mean? Going back to the Lashon HaGemara, Zok Rav Papa Shem Rotza Livnois Ali Al Gaba Boina, that today, if the Moicher wants to go and build an Aliyah, that's the Zoyse Meris, that's why he retained a right in that roof, on the rooftop, to be able to add another 2, 3, 5, 10 stories. Ah! So now that would make a lot of sense if you're telling me b'stama koni means that l'keach, when he buys a bias, m'stama, ear rights are automatically included. Therefore, you have to have the magic words, almanas, shediyot al yoni shali, so that the moicha should be able to go and build on top, because otherwise that would have been included in the sale. But continuing the Gemara, two lines before the Mishnah. V'sol kadaita b'stam aloi kani. But if you're going to go and tell me, no, b'stam umka veruma are not included. Umka veruma, therefore, are retained by the moicha. No, if the moicha retains the umka veruma, lomali almanas. What do you need the almanas for? After all, stam does not include umka veruma. It does not include erites. The erites belong to me. So, what do I have to add the almanas for? Evidi Gemara, ahani le almanas di nofel hoder banila. Meaning, we can learn taka bistama loy kani. You don't get the right to umka veruma, and therefore you don't get the right to go and build on top of the property. So what is the almanas coming to tell you? I don't need the almanas, since I didn't write umka veruma, it's not included. So of course the moicha retains the right. So well, that's not Rapapa's point. Rapapa is not talking about building today on top of the rooftop additional stories. But rather he's talking about replacement. If for one chas v'sholem the roof were to fall in, to have the right to go and replace it, and the Enofel Hoder Banila. If it falls, he can rebuild it. Ah, let's look at the last Rishbam right before the Mishnah. Five lines before. The Enofel Hoder Banila. La'oilam mistama loikani lekeach ruma. It could very well be that Rabdi Min Ador is right. In other words, we want to ask a kasher Rabdi Min Ador. We said the Isol Kadaitach that Kavruma is not included bistama. So what do you need the Tanai? Says Igmar, no. Could be that Rabdi Min Ador is right. That stama loy kani lekeach ruma. The Kamris, if that's the case, then the Moicha retains the right of the erite. The Kamris yiter tano lomali lachiyahani. The noflet yuta, if ultimately this yuta falls down, hodabonilo could appreciously el. Drapopa labe binyan agabi diuta airi. Even though superficially that's what it sounds like. Shemrotz alivnais aliyah, he can go build now. That's not what Rapapa meant. Rather, el bebinyan diuta atzma, then imtipal, if it were to fall chas v'sholem, then you can go and rebuild it. Came near a shita shmuzayt behenai, and the shita sacher is be'ein behen mamish. So bottom line is, from Rapapa's halacha that you need an almanas, I wanted to ask a shtar kakasha on Rav Dima Min Ador, because the choyra I have arrived from that umka veruma is automatically included in bias, not like Rav Dima Min Ador that said, no, there are three levels. Bias is only bias. You want to have anything more, add umka veruma explicitly. You want more than that, then you have to add mitoim arved roim rakia. But we see from Rapapa that's not the case. Because if you're telling me that the moicha retains the right to the umka veruma if it's not written in the document, it is not included. V'sol kadaitach b'stam aloi kani. What do you need the almanas? What do you need the condition for? Of course the moicha has a right to go and build and build and build, because umkavrum is not included, according to Rav Dimi. Everything one, that's not what we're talking about. Because avad kenzayin b'stam ataka, the lekech is not koina, and the moicha could go and build and build and build in addition. But I wouldn't know the din of the replacement of the current dioita. That I wouldn't know. That's what the Zois HaMeres come to tell you. That if and when, Cholil, in 20 years from now, the building, or at least the rooftop, collapses, by adding the word almanas, he's able to go and rebuild it. And with this, we'll conclude for today. Mitchum continue tomorrow, 8:05, from the brand new Mishnah.